From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Myanmar's military chief said he told Pope Francis Monday that there is no religious discrimination in his country, a place where violence against Rohingya Muslims has been termed ethnic cleansing by the United States government. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said in a Facebook post, "Myanmar has no religious discrimination at all. Likewise, our military, too. It performs for the peace and stability of the country." Pope Francis met with Myanmar's military chief as he began his trip to the Southeast Asian nation to discuss violence in Rakhine State, which has caused over 620,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. The two met for about 15 minutes. The Pope is the first pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church to visit Myanmar. He'll be staying there until he leaves to visit Bangladesh on Thursday. Turkey's Prime Minister Bin Ali Yildirim met today with British Prime Minister Theresa May in London and later spoke to reporters about Turkey's satisfaction with President Trump's decision to stop sending arms to the YPG Kurds.
Mr. Trump understood what is important for Turkey. And from the very beginning, Turkish policy on fighting against Daesh is clear. What we say, if you want to fight with Daesh, you have to choose right partner. You are not able to fight a terror organization using another terror organization.
This is VOA News. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protests by Islamist groups. The protest had closed roads linking the capital, Islamabad, with other parts of the country. The demonstrators represented various religious parties. They wanted the law minister, Zahid Hamid, to resign after a minor amendment in an electoral oath, which the protesters insisted undermined their religious beliefs. The government said the amendment was a clerical error and had been reversed. Indonesia has raised the alert level on Bali's Mount Agung volcano and has told people living near the volcano to evacuate immediately. Reuters correspondent Samantha Vattas reports.
Disaster experts raised the alert to the highest level on Monday, warning residents near the summit to get out immediately. Officials say blasts can be heard several miles away and flames can be seen at the peak, pointing to a possible imminent disaster. Bali's main airport has been closed and flights have been diverted since Saturday after the volcano spewed ash and steam almost 5,000 feet into the sky, causing travel chaos for tourists on the ground. It's the second time Mount Agung has erupted in less than a week. The top alert level was raised back in September, leading to mass evacuations and travel warnings, but the volcano calmed down last month. Now, though, experts say it's entered a new phase, and with fresh magma now visibly spewing from the summit, the risk of a major eruption is mounting.
Three Chinese nationals have been indicted for the hacking of employees and computers of three corporations. That announcement from the U.S. Department of Justice, which on Monday said the grand jury indicted the three for computer hacking, theft of trade secrets, conspiracy, identity theft, and intentionally causing damage to computer systems. Three corporations, Moody's Analytics, Siemens, and Trimble, were the victims of the alleged attack, which took place between 2011 and May 2017. In the United States, it's Cyber Monday, a day when holiday shoppers could set a new spending record for online purchases from work, home, or anywhere with their cell phones. With rising wages in the U.S., low unemployment, and strong consumer confidence, the research firm Adobe Analytics predicted shoppers could spend $6.6 billion on Monday. That would be a more than 16% jump over last year's record-setting total. Online shopping has been increasingly steady in the U.S. for many years as consumers stay away from traditional brick-and-mortar stores. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.